We're learning the next Simon Reish Hey, entitled Birchos Yirokos, the bracha which is said on vegetables. The Machaber tells us that Al HaYirokos, when it comes to eating raw vegetables, Mevarech Borei Pri Adama, if you make the Hadama, V'yafilu Bishlam, it says even if these vegetables are not raw, rather they're cooked, still the bracha stays the same, and that the bracha is Hadama. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Umairi, this is referring specifically, Shetovim Lechol Bein Chaim Bein Mevusholim, that this is a particular vegetable, or fruit also, the same law would apply, that eating it raw is typical, and also cooking it and eating in that fashion is also something in which people do. That you're not enhancing the food, which is typically inedible, by cooking it, but rather it's something which you could have eaten raw. Instead, you chose to eat it while it was cooked. In either situation, the bracha is going to be hadama. The bracha does not change. And therefore, he says, v'chein kol peros, when it comes to all fruits, which is a very general rule. Then he says, v'kitnios, and legumes, which the Mishnah Berurah says that they're moist, which means that they are edible even while they have not yet been cooked. Shetovim chayim uvusholim, that these foods can be eaten in either way, raw or cooked. Then mevarech lehem le'achar bishulam kibirchasam haruy lehem kodim shebishel. That what a person does is you will still say the same bracha after it's cooked as you would have said before it was cooked. And therefore, one example in which other than that which he said is carrots. So when it comes to carrots of course can be eaten raw. And you can also eat them cooked. And therefore, either way, when you make a bracha on a carrot, the bracha will always be ha'adama. Similarly, when it comes to an apple in which a person, of course, can eat as is, right off the tree, you may also wish to have a baked apple or a cooked apple. In either situation, that bracha will stay the same, ha'etz, because this is something in which people do in either situation. Now, however, the Shulchan Aruch then discusses the situations where perhaps one would not wish to eat this vegetable while it's raw, something which is typically not done. And the only way that a person typically eats this is only after it's cooked. So now we see that the halacha is different. He says, Abul Kara, the silka ukru, the kyotzbehem, he gives different examples, such as like a pumpkin, cabbage, similar to this. Shetovim mevusholim yosim echayim. That even if you could somehow eat this raw, it's tovim mevusholim, it's better while it's already afterwards cooked. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands the words of the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't mean that that's impossible to eat it raw, just that it tastes better after it's cooked. Kishim chayim, so in that situation, if a person would eat it raw, which is not the typical way, then mevarch shahakol. And in fact, the bracha of shakol, even though it's something which grew from the ground, nonetheless, the bracha of shakol. Le'achar bishulam, but if you would take this thing in which tastes better after it's cooked, and you eat it only then the bracha is borei pri ha'adama. So therefore, we find that the time that the proper bracha is said, is only if it's eaten in the way that it is the typical way in which it is eaten. Which, of course, depends on the country, and therefore the bracha, even on the same food, could very well vary from one place to the next, depending on if it's typical that it is eaten raw or typically eaten cooked. And then he gives another example. He says that when it comes to something which is cooked, it doesn't only have to mean that it's cooked. Puadin imheim kivushim umeluchim. The same laws apply that if this food would be pickled, or if it would be salted, and that would be the way that the food becomes enhanced, that you wouldn't have eaten it raw, but now it's considered to be salted or pickled, then the bracha, once it's now edible in that fashion, the bracha is adam. And he gives an example. If he said, mashikorim kraut, which apparently is like sauerkraut, that kishikovshan, that once you take it and you pickle it, v'nasu chamutzim, it becomes a little bit bittery, vinegary, I should say. Mibarachin brei pri adama. So the bracha is adama af kishin chayim, even though it's technically raw, it was not cooked, but since you pickled it, therefore that's how it became of taste. And therefore, just to understand these halachos, and then to have some practical applications, so we don't get too confused. It's brought down in the Sefer Halachos of Brachos as follows. It's basically as we just said. The Chazal stipulated that only when it comes to fruits and vegetables which are eaten in their optimum state, namely, the way in which they are eaten by most people, is considered to be a pre. So to say the words Brei Pri HaEitz or Brei Pri HaAdamah, you have to be eating it at that typical way in which it is being eaten. Therefore, if it's something which is only eaten cooked or roasted, and the way that you're going to eat it now is raw, then that bracha is downgraded to a shahakol. If it's something in which is typically cooked or roasted, and you eat it raw, the bracha is going to be shahakol. And therefore he says like this, quince, which is usually in cooked, and as well as chestnuts, which are typically roasted. So in that situation, if a person would eat chestnuts or quince raw, the bracha will be shahakol. Similarly, even though this is something which you don't always see, peanuts, before they're typically sold to ourselves, to the consumer, which are either roasted, which are typically roasted in the shell, if a person would eat raw peanuts, those raw peanuts would be shahakol. Typically, we get peanuts which have been roasted, and therefore, of course, the bracha is not shahakol. And then he says the opposite. How about when it comes to walnuts and melons? So melons, a person is typically going to eat raw. You're not going to, generally speaking, boil melons. And if a person would boil a melon and eat it only after it's been cooked that way, the bracha on that melon will be shahakol. However, as we said in the beginning of this siman, fruits or vegetables which are normally eaten both raw as well as cooked, then of course the bracha stays the same. So just for another minute, we're going to go through a couple of the other applications. When it comes to onions, onions, he says, are typically not eaten raw, and therefore if a person would eat a raw onion, the bracha on that raw onion will be a shahakol. However, of course, if it's a fried onion, then the bracha will be hadama. So too when it comes to salad vegetables, including lettuce and radish. So in those things which are typically, a person doesn't cook generally lettuce, so if somehow you would cook the lettuce for some reason, or a radish, then that bracha on that radish is now a shahakol, because that's not the typical way. Tomatoes are also normally eaten raw, and they're pickled or cooked. Therefore, in all cases, the bracha on a tomato will be ha'adama, that bracha raw or fine. Now, just to conclude, Rav Shulman Zarbaumach asks a question similar to a person who needs to know, going from Israel, the Chutz La'aretz, should I keep one day of Yom Tov, 2 days? So he says, since it depends on the custom of whether typically people eat this, and we know, of course, people do different things in different places, he says the following. One who visits a foreign country should make the bracha according to the eating practices of his home country. So therefore, even if you're in a different country where they have different ways of eating, they eat things which are raw, which you never would, so you have to do that which you're accustomed to from where you came from. However, in the event, as he brings down, he says that you have daitel lachzor, that a person moves to another country or the intention to stay there, at that point, he should make the bracha according to the eating practices of the new country.